Welcome to RV Small Talk Podcast, where we talk about lightweight trailers and truck campers and the people, places, and adventures that go along with them.
Yes.
We're your hosts from Princess Craft RV. I'm Lindsay.
I'm PJ.
And I'm Clint. And we thank you so much for joining us today for podcast number 38.
Yes.
Awesome. So we're going to jump into some heavy stuff. PJ, what's on your mind for the heavy stuff? And then we'll do a little banter before that so we can warm up.
We're going to warm up? Okay, well, this topic needs a little warm up, but we've had a really busy week here, and it's leading up to the RV show that opens, but we've had people asking about weights on trailers. And, you know, the engineers come in, the people who are just, weights are so foreign to them trying to figure it out and calculate it. Mm-hmm. We get both ends. We're going to talk about where to look on your trailer to figure out how much it really weighs.
This is so confusing because there's so many places to get this information on one single trailer sometimes.
And they don't match.
Right. The numbers is wild.
Yeah. So there's a reason they don't match. We're going to tell you about that.
If you shopped for an RV before and are concerned about weight, how much you can tow, you know what we're talking about. We're going to try to make it a little bit clearer since it's show season.
Right.
Yeah.
It's show season. Everybody's going to shows. We're putting on an RV show. We're going to an RV show. Mm-hmm. And we're taking more trailers than we've ever attempted before.
PJ, why are we doing this?
Why are you doing this?
Yeah, you know, because we have so much cool stuff here. Boy, that sounds like a sales line. But, you know, we've got a few new brands and everybody's come out with some new cool stuff.
Right.
I mean, like New Camp, we just got in the new 400 Solo.
Mm-hmm.
So do I take the 400 Solo or do I take the regular 400?
You take it all.
You take it all.
No.
So that's what happened.
Okay. So
that's what happened.
A normal show, we have about half the space is what we're going to have this year.
Yeah, we have
more
space.
And about three times the time to load in.
That's right.
But this year we have double the space and one third the time to load in. And usually we're in that 40, almost 50 range of units of trailers and truck campers. This time we have plans to bring
over 60 units. And I don't know where the final count landed. 62, 63.
I think it's actually 63.
63 units coming to the show. We start tomorrow morning in the rain, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Cold and rainy, misty, muggy, yucky.
But
we don't ever have a show with good weather.
That's just how it goes.
Show tradition. You have to load in the rain.
Just to make it extra difficult.
Sometimes it's icy.
I was going to say, it seems like last time or the time before, it was like freezing rain and so cold. Yeah.
So we're supposed to be saying, yay, it's not freezing. I mean, it already snowed last week.
Which was wild.
Got that out of the way. So I'm really glad that it's not freezing. But we'll load 63 trailers in starting tomorrow morning. We will finish getting them in and put them in their little Rubik's Cube way by the end of the night tomorrow night. And then Thursday morning, we'll spiffy up the place, put out chairs, put sale signs on them, decorate them, and the doors open at noon. So it goes really fast.
Mm-hmm.
So you say Rubik's Cube, and I think that's pretty good, but I like the notion of it being more Tetris. Because
it's definitely more Tetris.
Because
than
I get the old
Cube.
Tetris music going on.
We're not matching colors here.
So at 10 o'clock last night, I went through the layout one more time and had to match
up. Noticed.
I had to match up where the slide outs opened. Mm-hmm. So be sure they didn't run into each other. And we have like all kinds of little Tetris-y things we figured out. So
right.
I double checked it. I only found one problem and I fixed it and woohoo, I hope it all fits.
See, that's just one small thing you have to consider. All the considerations for a show like this is not just the logistics of hooking up trucks and dragging things down there, but you have to think of which direction they're facing because they all have an entry side and the truck campers may be a rear entry or a side entry and then slides. And then you have all these rules of the convention center of how much space has to be between units.
Yes, and where the exits have
to
be.
Where the exits are.
You know, interesting fact, the fire marshal is not at all concerned about running from a fire. They are concerned about having enough exits for active shooters. Now, what a sad comment on setting up a show. Anyway, we've got it all set up. We've got it planned out. If it doesn't work, I'll be worried. We'll be figuring it out.
Yep.
We'll be taking trailers home or something. But
yeah.
So that's going to happen tomorrow. It
Starting
is a
five, we're
whirlwind.
Mm-hmm.
It is a whirlwind. And we'll have it done by midnight and ready to see everybody on Friday, Thursday. Yeah.
Thursday
at noon.
And we're not going to do things just like everyone else at these shows.
We never do.
So what are
some
things?
Do you remember the year we blew up all the giant floaty toys and put them on top of all the trailers? We had a summer thing.
I'm not sure I was here for that.
That was the year before you started.
Oh, that was fun.
I'm so
that
new,
was
really so fresh.
Fun. That was fun. But we are doing something different because we're going to podcast there, right?
We are.
That's
we
the
have
plan.
A bunch of really awesome guests that are going to come talk to us.
Tell us about that.
We have Texas Parks and
Aaron
from
Air
Life.
Aaron.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We have Kate Dunbar. She's going to teach us how to cook with bourbon, which is really cool.
Who knew bourbon was a thing here in Texas? But apparently it is now. And it started in 2008, she told me, was the first bourbon distillery here. And so I'm excited. I want to learn all about that. And I bet she brings us some food.
And we also have a real resource coming in to talk to us, kind of a brainiac on trailers and all that. Who are we talking to?
The Texas RV professor, my friend Terry Cooper, is going to talk to us. He has the National RV Training Academy, and he trains inspectors. He trains work campers, the campground hosts that check you in at the campground. He trains RVers on maintenance. And anyway, he's going to be doing some seminars at our show. And so we're going to have him on the podcast as well.
Yeah, he's been in the game a long time. And he even has a school for training techs, right? So for certification and whatnot.
That's right. That's a whole new world this year as well. They've changed all the specs there. So I'm hoping that helps the industry. We ought to talk about that on a podcast. Anyway, we get to visit with Terry. We will be doing these interviews. We don't know if we can make them live yet or not, but you may see us attempt it down there. The Wi-Fi and everything is pretty terrible.
Absolutely.
But we're going to give a shot. So we'll see if we can bring you some of those interviews as they happen.
And convention centers. I haven't found one that can handle the load of all the smartphones walking in and out.
Well,
what are we bringing that is fresh and new? I know we have some manufacturers that are just doing a reset on some of their models or adding some features. And then we have a few new ones, and then we're adding some accessories. So what's new that we're going to have in our space at the show?
Well, New Camp is crazy. New Camp already has 2021s out.
Yes.
Crazy New Camp.
Ooh. Well, you know, they did that because they completely redesigned the Tab 320.
It is very different.
Yes. We didn't think it would be that different. We did the prototype, but we just put out that video, yesterday?
Yesterday.
Yeah, so you can find that on our YouTube channel. It's
If you just search for 2021 Tab 320.
Mm-hmm. We really love that.
But also we have the 400 Solo, like you mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really cool. It's the first time I got to see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, again, something that I didn't think I would like that much. And I love it.
Tab 400 with a single bed, but then you can extend it and make it a bed for two people. So kind of cool. We have the Souls now have Rover packages. So the Intex Souls, you can add a Rover package. You can add kind of off-road tires and a lifted axle to them. So that's kind of cool. We should have a Soul Dawn Rover at the show.
Now, I didn't know, are they doing that with all the Soul models or are they just doing it with the Dawn? I don't know for sure.
I thought they're doing it with all of them, but we'll check.
We'll figure it out.
We'll have Keith from Intech there to talk to.
we'll figure that out. We'll let you know.
See, that's one of the nice things about how our manufacturers support us at these shows is they, as many as can, they will send a representative from their manufacturing facility.
Yes, we'll have somebody from literally every single manufacturer
there. That's so cool.
So if it's something we carry and you're in our area, which I know a lot of you aren't, you ought to come by, visit with the manufacturers. If nothing else, we're going to be having a lot of fun, a lot of cool campers to look at.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to have some accessories that we've never had before, but we've been kind of itching to do.
Rooftop tent.
Right. And I think specifically we have some trailers that are the smaller ones, the Intech products like the Pursue and the Chase, mm-hmm. even the Lunas can have a rooftop tent. I think some of the Taxa products can have a rooftop tent. So there's options out there.
Yeah.
And people have been asking and asking, can you do that? We've been saying mm-hmm. yes, but saying yes doesn't mean the same thing as seeing it and going, aha, that's it. That's the dream setup. Let me do this.
Well, finding a rooftop tent that we actually wanted to
work with.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty excited. We're going to actually have two different brands there. So I want people to tell us what they like and don't like about them.
And
your experiences with rooftop mm-hmm. tents. We are going to have Yakima there. And then we're also going to have
Overland Vehicle Systems.
Thank you. I never mm-hmm. can get that. Overland Vehicle Systems.
A new player in the field, but
they look so nice.
Yeah, they're very, very cool.
That'll be really fun at
different
the show.
Different sizes. We'll have them on different units. So hopefully it'll be fun to play around with those.
Yeah, New Camp's giving away a Yeti in our booth too. Yeah, cool. That'll be fun.
Super cool.
Yep. Yeah.
So hopefully it's a bit of a festive party atmosphere, very comfortable. And you're going to have lots of people to talk to who know their stuff since we're bringing in the manufacturer mm-hmm. reps, and I'll be there.
Yeah, well, come see
knows
Clint.
What I'll be doing.
You got to come visit Clint. He needs something to do. It'll be tons of fun. But if you can't make it to our show, you ought to check out some of these products at other shows. RV shows are cool. They have seminars. They have booths. You can learn a lot and have a great time. Yeah, I think it's a good jump off point for getting ready for serious spring camping.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yep.
The other event coming up soon, not that soon, but
it'll be here
not
before,
soon
know
before
enough.
We know it, mm-hmm. is our rallies that we do. We have a Texas Tiny Trailer Rally. We actually do it twice a year. We already have 40 trailers signed up for the Tiny Trailer Rally mm. this year.
Woo-hoo. And thanks guys.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. It is May 28th through 31st. It's in Bandera, Texas.
In that beautiful hill country.
Yeah. And if you just look up TexasTinyTrailerRally.com, there's all the information. You can sign up. You can email me if you have any questions. I mean, it's just
call Lindsay.
Kind of
she'll answer all the questions.
Big old party with food and trailers and
fun and talking and sharing
and more food.
More food.
And if you like dogs, there's probably going to be a few.
There's a lot of dogs there too. And then our truck camper rally, we already have 30 truck campers signed up for
that.
That's
wild.
Woo-hoo. So we need some more. Come on, truck campers.
That'll be
June 4th through 7th in Bandera. So more info on those rallies probably coming up. We're probably going to keep talking about them every episode until they happen because they really are that much fun. We get to see all of our extended trailer family. So,
yeah, we're going to spend a couple of weeks hanging out with all our friends in Bandera.
Yeah.
I cannot wait. If you got questions, Lindsay's a person to call here at Princess Craft. Just ask for her. She'll answer any questions.
Very nice. Very nice. So when we were going into, I guess it's a few episodes back, we were talking about our tips for doing a RV show.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. We did an RV show survival guide.
There you go. And one of the top priority things that we mentioned was know your weights and your capacities.
Yeah.
Know
that
your numbers.
That was one of our prep things. Mm-hmm.
But there's so much to that.
You know, there really is. There really is. I tell you what. Let's take a quick break and we'll dive right into that. Talk about the numbers.
Very cool. Let's dive in. Well, there are so many numbers when it comes to knowing your numbers. And what I mean by that is what can you tow, what can you haul, and how much does your trailer weigh? And there's too many places to find those numbers, and it doesn't make any sense. PJ, help me make sense of it all.
You know, it seems like you ought to be able to just look it up in the brochure and see what the trailer weighs and know if you could tow it, right?
Well, every brochure
doesn't
has
that sound logical?
Chart that tells you what the dry weight is and the
certainly tells
GVWR and things like that. So there's numbers.
It tells you all the numbers that you think you need to know. But when you actually look at those compared to the stickers on the trailer, they don't match. So what's the real number?
Okay, so what if I'm just trying to say what those numbers are in the brochure, those are the most general baseline non-optioned out numbers possible. Is that correct?
Well, I think people also, a lot of people think that the brochure is meant to be a bit deceiving.
Oh, meant to be?
Yes, I think
they're... I would hope not. But.
Well, you know, RV salespeople are always trying to pull one over on you, right? That's a kind of common theme. And, you know, maybe some of them are. I don't know. But it's because it's not very clear. And I will tell you, we're going to talk about why it's not very... No, not why, but that it isn't very clear. I can't tell you why. It's very confusing to sort it out. But I can tell you the way that I do it, which might help.
Okay.
The when you look at the brochure, it's going to tell you the gross vehicle weight rating, which is the GVWR. Now, that number is how much that entire trailer can weigh with you, your gear, water, propane.
Batteries.
Anything that you put in it, that is the max weight that that trailer should weigh going down the road.
Even if you put a rooftop tent on top. Or solar panels.
No matter anything.
Or stickers for every place you've been.
If you roll that trailer across a scale, it shouldn't weigh any more than the GVWR.
Don't collect too many stickers, y'all.
That's right. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. All right. So that's what that number is. And there are people who say, oh, it's just too confusing. Just be sure that your trailer can tow the gross vehicle weight rating and you'll be fine.
Or even they'll say something like, can tow that gross vehicle weight rating and then another 20%. I don't know. I've heard so many different ways of going about this.
Okay, well, now you're muddying the waters because, yeah, if you...
It's where the catfish live.
Yeah, that's true.
Frog legs.
Soggy bottom.
Foggy bottom.
Foggy bottom. Yes.
Not soggy bottom.
Okay.
Sounds like my toddler.
Oh. SpongeBob episode revisited. Okay. Yeah. There really is a SpongeBob episode. But if you look at the gross vehicle weight rating, then you think it can't weigh any more than that. And if you can tow more than the gross vehicle weight rating, you're good. Mm-hmm. But so often, especially if you're looking at lighter weight units, if they have a 1,500, 2,000 pound towing capacity, carrying capacity, then they weigh a whole lot less than their gross vehicle weight rating.
Okay.
So going by that number doesn't tell you if your vehicle can tow it or not. So what you need to know is, what does that trailer actually weigh? Well, most dealers are not going to let you tow it off the lot and take it to a scale and find out exactly how much it weighs, right?
And they're certainly not going to give you the time to load it up with everything,
yeah,
and then take it to the scale.
Well, a general rule of thumb is that on the smaller towable trailers, you're not going to carry any more than 500 pounds worth of gear. If it's a bigger trailer, if it's 25 to 30 feet long, you might have up to 700 pounds. Possible.
Okay.
That just seems like so much stuff.
It is a lot of stuff.
Like 700 pounds of stuff?
Yeah.
Like food and clothes?
Block ice.
And gear and your bicycles.
Gear?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about the way I camp.
You know?
She's like, I didn't bring my toothbrush.
What is gear?
Yeah. I didn't bring my toothbrush. Does that save me 15 pounds?
15 ounces, maybe.
Even oh, no, that's it's electric.
It's lithium ion batteries.
Okay. This is why these discussions are so hard. So, anyway, if you're trying to figure out how much this trailer weighs, you can look at what's on the brochure. What that brochure tells you under UVW or dry weight, those mean the same thing. It means the unloaded vehicle weight. So what that means, it should be that trailer without any options, without water, without propane, without batteries. Okay? Nobody tows a trailer like that. And nobody buys a trailer without any options. Generally, they will have an AC, microwave. Those are two of the heavier ones. So there's a lot of options you could have added on there. A lot of them that you may think are standard, like the TV and the stereo. That might be an option. And if it is, it's not included in that base weight.
In the base weight printed in the brochure?
Correct.
Okay.
So the brochure is going to usually only be whatever that trailer is before you have any options on it. Once you add options to it, then it's going to weigh more. And then you're going to add what? A battery and propane to it. Then it's going to weigh even more, right? Then you're going to put your clothes in it.
Mm-hmm.
And your toothbrush. And it's going to weigh even more.
Mm-hmm. So I have a question, because you'll see dry weight or UVW in two places where people are going to see this. In the brochure, that's probably number one, or the website, which should hopefully be the same number. But mm-hmm. if it's the dealership website, it may have a dry weight as well. Lindsay, is that possibly a different thing than you'll see in the brochure?
That all depends. Most websites, they just have automatic feeds of in the back end. When you put in a trailer, then the website will pull the stats on it
from the manufacturer.
Yeah. How long it is. And sometimes it won't match the brochure, but it still won't be the weight on that exact trailer.
Okay.
So it just varies. I know. Another place for a number.
That may or may not be all that accurate.
I mean, ballpark, but it's a big ballpark.
What about the MSO?
The MSO should have the actual weight of the trailer.
That trailer with the options.
With the options that are on it.
But no LP and no battery.
And no water. Yes, okay. That's correct.
So that trailer, before it left the factory, was pulled over a scale.
Well, they're not always, but sometimes they're just calculated.
Oh.
But sometimes they are. Forest River and Outdoors RV, which are two of our samples we're going to talk about.
Okay.
They both say they pull them over a scale. We're also going to talk about a Lance. I don't know if they do or not, but that's still only going to give you the weight of that trailer with options on it. It's not going to give you the weight of what it's going to weigh when you're towing it.
Yes. Okay.
And you know, for a lot of larger trailers, you know, adding a little bit of propane and battery is not going to be a big deal. On smaller trailers, it can be a big deal.
Right.
It can make a big difference.
Well, a lot of the people who are towing those are using very light duty tow vehicles. If you have a teardrop trailer, there's a very real chance that you're towing with a smaller city urban driver vehicle.
Sure.
Your daily driver.
And a couple hundred pounds will mean the difference between a pleasant towing experience and one that you struggle with.
Uh-huh. You might have to leave your chihuahua at home.
Or your toothbrush.
And that would be sad.
Choose your chihuahua or your toothbrush.
Everyone chooses their chihuahua.
Serious choice here. Yeah. I don't think the chihuahua would mind scummy teeth. What do you think?
Listen,
yuck.
Maybe I forget my toothbrush a lot, but I might bring it on that trip just so I can leave the chihuahua at home. Okay. I'm not a fan of little dogs.
It's true.
All right. We learned something about Lindsay. All right. So you've got two numbers. You've got a gross vehicle weight rating and a unloaded vehicle weight rating, but neither one of them are going to help you in specs in the brochure. So, all right. You get to the dealer lot and you're like, okay, there's supposed to be a sticker on the trailer. So people have learned to go look on the sticker that's on the outside of the trailer. And there is generally a tire sticker that will show you the tire ratings, and another sticker that will show you the gross vehicle weight ratings and the axle weight ratings. So you can find the GVWR on the outside of a trailer sticker, generally on the driver's side.
How accurate is that sticker?
It is accurate.
That's the one that is either calculated or pulled over a scale.
No.
Then how's it accurate?
Because it's not the weight of the trailer. It is the gross vehicle weight rating.
Oh, that's okay.
It is what the trailer can weigh. See, everybody gets confused like that.
Clint.
I'm sorry. I was paying attention to other things.
It's confusing. It's confusing. But that sticker out there will be the gross vehicle weight rating.
Okay.
So that's how much it can weigh. You still don't know how much it weighs. The next sticker that you're going to look at is in the door jamb or on the front of the door or the side of the door, somewhere around the door will be the infamous yellow sticker. Now, in Canada, yellow sticker means something very different. They get yellow stickers as well. But in the U.S., these yellow stickers you will find on almost every trailer.
What does it mean in Canada?
Say, now inquiring minds want to know, BJ.
What's
a Canadian yellow sticker mean?
I like something very different.
It's not all that. It's nothing bad. It's a regulation that they have yellow stickers on.
Oh, then I don't care.
But I don't really know what's on them. And I didn't do the research to find out. So
because we're not in Canada.
If we have listeners in Canada, help us out here.
What's on your yellow sticker?
What is a yellow sticker? I just know it's required.
Okay. Okay, back to the U.S. then.
So sorry, we're Canadians. In the U.S., so that's all I know. I do not have Canadian units on my lot. So if you look at the yellow sticker that's on the door, it's going to tell you a little bit of information that is going to help you. It's going to tell you the cargo carrying capacity. Yep. Some people just call it CC.
C?
They just call it CC. Oh. I don't know why.
All right.
Cargo capacity, I guess.
Carbon copy.
It usually will also tell you the weight of a full load of fresh water. Because these trailers assume that you might be traveling with a full load of fresh water.
That's helpful information.
It is. Doesn't tell you how much the trailer weighs, though, does it? So,
time for some math.
Yeah. So, it's just... If it seems logical that if you take that gross vehicle weight rating and you subtract the carrying capacity, you would get how much the trailer weighs, right?
Yeah.
It seems like.
Because, yeah.
She's going to tell us we're wrong.
Feels like a setup.
I know.
wait. I thought it should be simple. So I took three trailers on our lot and I compared everything.
Okay.
Cool.
So. The first one that I compared, and I didn't pick, I just picked three random trailers. The first one that I picked is an outdoors RV trailer. I picked that because it's one that we haven't carried it here for a long time. So it was kind of a learning process for me on how they did it. And I did a Creekside 21RD. The gross vehicle weight rating is 7250. And I found that on the outside sticker. In the brochure, it says... full feature dry weight. And it shows it as 5285. Well, now, folks, I'm not quite sure I know what full feature dry weight is.
Would that, I don't know, optioned
it's
out?
It's full of features?
You know, there are some manufacturers that do mandatory options.
Right.
I don't understand what that means.
I mean,
these options are required in standard.
So, so they're options, but they're mandatory. So, yeah, I don't know. Full feature dry weight. That's what they call it. The next thing I did was look on the door sticker, and the carrying capacity is 1146. It also tells me that full water is 649 pounds. Now, I imagine that a lot of you are like me. You're listening to podcasts as you're driving home in the car. So you're not exactly getting out a pencil and paper and doing the math.
Grab your calculator.
Yeah. Do not grab your calculator. Keep your eyes on the road.
Hey, Siri, do this math for me.
There you go.
Does it work that way?
I don't know. I never tried.
All right. You can't say, Alexa, what's the difference between? So if you take 7250 and you subtract 5285, you get almost 2,000 pounds. Well, that's a far cry from an 1146 carrying capacity, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the difference? Well, the difference is the carrying capacity actually takes out of the equation a full tank of fresh water and the options on that trailer and full propane. Okay. So if you take full featured dry weight, I mean, it sounds like, remember we had full figured, never mind. I'll get in trouble there. Full featured dry weight,
mm-hmm.
whatever that is, if you add the fresh water tank full at 649 pounds, and then you add a little for propane,
mm-hmm.
right? Because, and you don't add batteries on it because it's not from the factory, but you do add propane that goes into the tanks. The tank should be counted. And then any options, it's very feasible that you could have 1,146 pounds of carrying capacity. That's how they get that number. So if you want to know how much this trailer weighs sitting there with a full tank of water, just take 7,250 and subtract the carrying capacity on the door.
Okay. So when I look at this and I hear all this and it, and I get a little bit befuddled by it, I think, well, I think the safe thing I would do is just look at the GVWR of the thing and use that as a number I'm shopping by.
You certainly can.
I feel like that would make me safer.
Yep.
And as long as I don't overload it, which is also easy to do, but yeah. But I think that would make me feel like right in the sweet spot.
Well, it might, but what if you have a 5,700 pound towing capacity? The GVWR is 5,700 pounds, but you're not traveling with any water at all. It's a smaller trailer, so you're only going to have 500 pounds of stuff. Then you've still got 1,100 pounds of carrying capacity,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
even after you load it, if you're traveling with no water.
Yeah, so that's a very big cushion. And you might say, well, I don't need that much cushion. I might get a slightly bigger trailer, right? Yeah. Is that what you're going for?
It could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could go the opposite way and people will say, well, I'm never going to travel with water. And then they travel with water.
Mm-hmm.
And they push it right up against the top of that number. But I think that 500 pounds can make a difference. You've got 1,000 pounds of carrying capacity on this trailer. I think that ought to be part of the equation. Guessing and averaging up, you know, just doesn't always get you where you need to be.
Yep.
So in essence of trying to figure out exactly what the trailer weighs, let's move on to the next example. The next example is a Lance 1995. Now, the gross vehicle weight rating on it is 5,700 pounds. And I really liked that in Lance, on that outside sticker, it also says carrying capacity is 857 pounds, calculated with full water, which is 423 pounds.
That's super handy. That's a good sticker.
So it tells you how it's calculating that and what the number is.
Hey, Lance, I like your sticker.
We like your sticker.
If you scratch it, does it smell like lemons?
No, it doesn't.
Ah, well,
yeah.
It's yellow.
Yeah.
Bananas.
All right, that would be inventive. Mm-hmm. That would get people to check out the stickers, right?
Why is everyone putting their nose up to the door?
So then I looked at the gross dry weight online. All right. It shows 4,265 pounds with a cargo carrying capacity of 1,435. Now, that's in the brochure, 1,435 pounds carrying capacity, when on the side of the trailer, it says 857. That's a pretty big difference, right? 600 pounds?
Yeah. Yeah. But then again, you say calculated with full water.
That's right. So in brochures, you are generally going to see only the trailer weight, no water, and no options. So that's the number you see in the brochures.
Okay.
Because it'd be kind of weird to put water in there since some people travel with it, some people don't. And you can't add options because you don't know what options are going to be on there. So the brochure number is a starting point. Then I went in and I looked at the door sticker. So the door sticker, I also really liked on the Lance because it says it's, guess what? 857 pounds. Same thing that it said on the outside sticker. and it says full water is 423 pounds, and it actually tells me how it calculated everything. The full load of water equals 423 pounds of cargo. The weight of this recreational vehicle trailer as completed at the factory with full propane cylinders and full generator fuel, if applicable, is 4,843 pounds. So it tells me right there on the door sticker. So I can tell what I've got. And if I add 857 pounds to that, guess what?
Brings you up to the GVWR.
It brings me up to 57 GVWR. So the numbers actually match on the trailer, which I really appreciate. They don't always do that. I can tell exactly what it is. Again, they explain it on their sticker. A lot of people don't. And you notice they say completed at the factory, as completed at the factory. So all the options are in that weight. That is generally the case on the door sticker. They just don't say that. So that one made perfect sense. And if I wanted to know how much that weighed with a full tank of water, I could go look at the door sticker, take out the carrying capacity, and I would get how much it weighed with all the options on it, just like it sat, if I filled up the water. Mm-hmm. If I want to know how much it weighed without the water in it, easy math to just subtract that as well.
So that is a much more accurate baseline. But just to remind everyone, if you add that max air vent, if you add a bike rack, then you're adding weight, mm-hmm. and you're taking away from other capacity that you, you know.
Your cargo capacity mm-hmm. will be smaller because right. you're adding options. If you have a dealer add some options, you know, it comes off that weight.
Yep.
But if you're comparing two Lance trailers right next to each other, one has tons of options on it, one doesn't, they'll have different numbers and you'll be able to see that
okay.
on the door on the sticker. Okay, I looked at an RPod 192. The gross vehicle weight rating was 4840 on the outside. The brochure had unloaded vehicle weight. The UVW was 3449. So you're looking at 1400 pounds. So this one sounds like you've got 1400 pounds you can carry, but the carrying capacity is 1346.
I mean, that's not, to my mind, that's not that far off.
That's right. And then it says a full load of water equals 299 pounds of cargo. So what they're telling you there is that 299 is included in their cargo capacity.
Now, is this at altitude or is this at sea level?
I don't know. Which one's lighter? If you're in the sea, I know it's lighter, but I don't know about at sea level.
I love the RPods because they have the dry weight of that specific trailer right in the inside of the door.
Handy.
Yes.
It's my favorite.
So the dry weight says on the sticker inside the door that it's 3477. So it is 30 pounds different than the brochure.
Which is what, a bottle of propane?
Mm-hmm. Probably. Yeah. So that's very cool. It gives you a really good idea of what you're looking at there. So.
Okay. So we're gonna actually try to put some of this information in the show notes. If you.
Can we put the stickers and the pictures and the arrows on the back?
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah. Let's give them a challenge to make it really simple.
Okay. Now, there's always definitions, so there should be definitions on the manufacturer's website to help you navigate this, but it always comes down to who wrote those words.
That's right.
And it can be
yeah.
Oh, gumbo.
But you know what? I really liked on the RPod website, they have underneath it where if you go to specifications definitions, it's a little bar you can click on when you're looking at the specs mm-hmm. of each model. And it drops down these paragraphs of information about unloaded vehicle weight and what's included in it and what's not. It brings up the cargo carrying capacity and how they calculated it. They have it all spelled out, but you have to know to click on that specifications definitions. I thought that was a cool little tool too.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, so it, once you click there, you can actually read it and understand it really clearly on what's included in that dry weight.
So this is absolutely why it's worthwhile to, yeah, do your internet research and things like that, but to go look at a unit, or if you're going to buy by proxy or something like that, ask all the questions over the phone, via email, on a specific unit. Don't take the website information as gospel.
Exactly.
At all. You need to ask about each specific unit because they are each individual and unique in their, in what they are built as and what they rolled out like.
That's right. And what I kind of gather from all this, what I would recommend people do is look at the gross vehicle weight rating on that outside sticker, then open the door and look at the cargo carrying capacity. And you can pretty easily from that, with the information we've given you, figure out what that trailer weighs. That's the easiest way to do it.
Well, I think a lot of people just, you know, if they are confused or if they do really want to know the weight of that specific trailer, they're just, I mean, they're going to ask, right?
Well, I don't know that a lot of salespeople actually know what each number includes.
Well, that's scary.
It is. It is. That's mm-hmm. why we're trying to help people understand it, because a lot of salespeople will open the brochure and say, yeah, it weighs 2,000 pounds. You're fine.
Right. Right.
Well, if they've only got a 2,500 pound carrying capacity, they may not be fine.
And this is another, I guess, a symptom of the fact that
towing capacity,
RV dealerships deal with so many product lines and so many brands underneath those product lines, that, and everything's changing and all that, that it's really hard to have your thumb on the pulse of every single thing that comes through the door. I mean, we have 15 plus brands here.
That's right.
And they all have multiple models.
Right.
And we just went through three different ways to figure it out. And no one actually presents the information the same way.
Right.
It's not exactly the same way. So you have to look at it and decipher it. And so I think our job really as salespeople is to get the consumer to be as educated about the trailer they want as we can. That's our job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's our job, is to help you figure it out. And you know what? Lindsay and I sat at the end of a trailer for what? Almost an hour?
A long time.
Discussing this very same subject with someone yesterday or the day before. And that is why I said, you know, we need to talk about this. How do I know how much it really weighs? Well, now I hope you have some ideas of what you're looking at and you can sort it out.
Very good. Very good. Well, is that a wrap on that topic for now?
I think we have talked it to death.
Yeah, you lost your voice.
Yeah, I'm losing my voice. Oh, numbers do that. My brains went long ago. So,
well, I hope that makes a little bit more sense. I hope you have fun in all your RV show adventures. I hope you come see us.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, we have a lot of listeners here in Texas. So if you can make it to the Austin area, we would love to
come
see
us. Come watch us podcast live with some really cool guests. It's going to be a lot of fun. Very excited.
Yes, me too.
So we're talking about doing a show. Sounds like we have a lot of work left to do.
Yes.
Okay.
When does that ever stop?
Well,
what were you expecting, Clint?
Snack and a nap.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that is the RV Small Talk episode 38 recording. Woo-hoo. And if you would like more information on the RV Small Talk podcast, you can find us at rvsmalltalk.com. We are also on Facebook at RV Small Talk. You can ask us questions, send us pictures and things like that. We do a photo contest. If you send us a photo of a recent outing with you out there, your trailer, your setup, doesn't matter. Give us a little bit of detail, maybe some backstory. Send that to rvsmalltalk@gmail.com. If we choose your photo, then we will send you out an RV Small Talk t-shirt. And we'll also include your photo and your description in the show notes for the next episode. So we look forward to seeing your pictures, hearing your travel stories.
Subscribe, like, comment. We really, really appreciate it. It helps other people find our podcast. So if you enjoy RV Small Talk, make sure you subscribe, comment. You can rate us on Apple Podcasts as well.
Well, I think we need to plan on talking about something really fun and jumpy next time. Let's get away from the numbers, okay?
Yeah, we're going to talk about bourbon next time.
Ooh, all right. Ooh, let's do it.
Okay. Thank you, everybody.
See you next time.